哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领，我们继续要来学习以斯拉记。
Hallelujah, we thank the guidance of the Lord. I'm going to continue the city of Ezra.
好，我们已经学习到第八章。
Now we're going to come to chapter 8.
Chapter 9. 从第七章开始就是以斯拉回来，复兴以色列人的信仰。
Starting from 第八章开始。Chapter
8
is Chapter 7 onward is the revival of faith.
那以斯拉他定制要考究神的律法。
And in Chapter 7, we can read that Ezra he had devoted himself to study and observing of the law of the God of the Lord.
根据以前的这种教训
，and according to the teaching, that he has studied before,
和他当时王国的那种情况
，and according to the situations of the kingdom at that time,
他有一个很深的体认
he has a deep experience.
以色列人的信仰必须啊，借着神的律法。才能得到复兴。
He knows that the faith of the Israelite has to be revived by the laws of God.
虽然说神的怜悯让以色列人能够已经回去重建了圣殿。
Although it's the mercy of God that the Israelites were able to return home to rebuild this temple.
但是接着更重要的是信仰的复兴。
But what is more important is their revival of their faith.
因为有过去那种没有根基的信仰的惨痛的教训。
Because they have experienced a time where they lost their faith.
所以这次他定制一定要好好的把以色列人的信仰建立起来。
And therefore now Ezra he's determined to rebuild the faith of the Israelite.
所以他考究圣经之后，他就要回到以色列耶路撒冷来开始来复兴以色列人的信仰。
And therefore, after when he had studied the scripture, he's determined to devote himself to study and observing the law of the Lord.
那这种定制得到神的施恩的时候帮助。
And this kind of determinations was guided by the gracious hand of God.
所以神感动这个亚达谢西王啊，给予他全力的帮助。
And God has moved the heart of King Artaxerxes to give full support to Ezra.
那王的帮助啊，就是下诏，也下了一个很重要的谕旨。
And the help from King Artaxerxes is through the decree that he had passed.
不但在各方面呢，工作方面呢，以及经费方面呢，人员各方面都给予他很大的帮助。
And not only through the money as well as people, they offer great help.
然后啊，这个以斯拉就靠着神。进食祷告，靠神的带领，很平安的回到耶路撒冷。
It was later on that Ezra, he depend on the power of prayer that was able to bring his people back to Jerusalem.
好，那么回到耶路撒冷之后，接下来他就是要开始来从事复兴信仰的工作。
And it was after when he returned to Jerusalem that he started this work of the revival of the faith of the Israelite.
所以接着我们看第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章第一段第一节到第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
现在我们再来看这一段。这里说这事做完了，众首领就来见我。说以色列民和祭司并利未人没有离绝迦南人赫人比利洗人 耶布斯人、亚门人、摩押人、埃及人、亚摩利人，人效法这些国的民，行可憎的事。第二节
Verse 2，
因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂。第而且首领和官长在做事上为罪魁。第三节
Verse 3，
说我一听见这事就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。第四节
Verse 4，
凡为以色列神言语战惊的，多因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。这一段呢、让我们了解以色列人信仰堕落的情况。
From here we can come understand the deprivations of the faith of the Israelite.
好，我们看到第九章的第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
这里说到啊，众首领来见我。
The leaders came to see me.
好，可见以斯拉他差遣这些首领去了解以色列的信仰状况。
So from here we can see Ezra, he had sent the leaders to check out the faith of the Israelite.
这是信仰复兴的一个第一个必须要做的工作。
And this is the first step to revive the faith of these people, which is to go examine and to go check it out.
一定要去深入去了解。
You must go out and have a deeper understanding of their faith.
那怎么样去了解？
How do you understand their faith?
在亚达谢西王给以斯拉的谕旨里头啊，特别提到。
It is from the decree of King Artaxerxes.
在这个第七章的十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
这里提到说，要照你手中神的律法书查问犹大和耶路撒冷的景况。
That you are to send by king and people to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God.
所以回去的时候呢，就是要照神的律法书去查看，到底现在耶路撒冷以色列人的信仰状况是怎么样。
And now what he's doing here is to send his people to go check out and inquire about the faith of the Israelite.
那么这些首领呢，他们一定是明白神律法书的人。
And these leaders are the people who surely understand the law of God.
他们才能够按照神的律法书去查看、去了解以色列人的信仰。
Then only they can understand the faith of these people.
今天这些首领今天来讲，就是我们教会很多这些访问的人员。
The leaders, as they are likened to our visitation committee today.
我们教会的负责人。
Our church board today.
要去了解信徒的这个信仰状况。
That today we must go and understand the faith of our members.
所以像箴言里头告诉我们的。
As in the book of Proverbs, it tells us.
要详细了解群羊的景况。
That we must have a very clear and detailed understanding of the faith of our sheep.
我们看这个箴言
Let's go to look in the book of Proverbs.
告诉我们第二十七章。
Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言二十七章。今天我们关心教会。
Today, if we care about the church.
第一个就是要去了解。
The first thing we must go and understand.
看到二十三节。
Verse 23.
箴言第二十七章的二十三节。
Chapter 27, verse 23.
你要详细知道你羊群的境况。
Be sure you know the condition of the flocks.
留心照料你的牛群。
And give careful attention to your herds.
今天教会很重要的责任。
Today, one of the very important work and responsibility of a church.
也详细知道哦群羊的境况。
Is that the church has to know the conditions of the flocks.
还要再留心来料理。
And also give a careful attention.
这些牛群呢是要工作的啊。
We know that all these herbs, they are for work.
所以要了解羊群的情况，也要留心呢、啊，来照顾啊啊，照料料理这些工人哈、
啊。We not only have to understand the condition of the flock, we also must know what the herbs the workers are capable of doing.
好，那么当时这个王给以色列的这个指令里头，谕旨里面呢，也提到这一点。
According to the decree that king has given to Ezra.
我们看回来这个以斯拉记第七章。
Let's turn back to Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章。
Chapter 7.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
以斯拉记第七章第二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
这里以斯拉啊，这个王谕旨里面说，以斯拉要照着你神赐给你的智慧，将所有明白你神律法的人立为士师、审判官、治理河西的百姓，使他们教训一切不明白神律法的人。
Here it says that you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God, which you possessed, must appoint magistrate and judges to administer justice to all the people of who knows the law of your God.
哦、要去治理，要去教训，就好好的去照顾他们。
Therefore, you must not only administer, you must also go teach the people.、
啊、所以我们看以斯拉回来的时候，就差派这些首领去详细的了解、啊、
So indeed, after when Ezra he received this decree, he sent the leaders to go examine the conditions of faith of the Israelites.、
啊、所以教会里面应该要有这些。啊、关怀众信徒的访问的人员。
Therefore, in our church, we must have a visitation group who will spend their time to show care and concern for the members.
好，那看回来这个第九章啊。
Chapter nine.
这些人去了解之后，就回来报告啊。
Now, these people having understood.They return and they reported.
啊，从他们所了解的，下面有几项以色列人信仰堕落的这个情况。
And it is from the report of the leaders that they come to know the deprivations of faith of the Israelite.
好，第一点呢，就是以色列民呢、啊、和祭司啊，并利未人没有理解。哦，就是迦南人、赫人、比利时人以下这一些，啊，甚至亚摩利人这些人。
First is that the priests and the Levites they have not kept themselves separate from the neighboring people.
这一些是神在律法书里头特别吩咐，要以色列人跟他们隔绝的。
And this is one thing that God especially instructed His people to separate from the detestable practices.
而且这个迦南七族啊，这个是神要灭掉的人。
And all the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the rest of the tribes are the people where God wanted to destroy.
因为他们实在太败坏了，所以神要把他们灭掉。
Because they were very evil in the eyes of God, and God wanted to destroy them.
好，也配合这个时候，把以色列人带进迦南地。
And it is at this time that God wants to bring His people back to this land of Canaan.
神不是为了要带以色列人进去才把迦南人杀掉，不是这样的。
It is not that God wants to bring the Israelites to the land of Canaan and wanting to destroy the Canaanites.
是迦南人的这些罪恶已经到了、啊、最后了要灭亡的这个时候
But it is rather because of the evil practices of the Canaanites has reached a point where God wanted to destroy them
不管有没有以色列人要进去啊
Whether or not that the Israelites are going into this land of Canaan, God is going to destroy the Canaanites in the first place.
但是在神的这个救赎计划里头，他就安排的配合得很好。在这些人该灭亡的时候呢，啊，也是神的选民呐，要进去，圣洁的这些选民要进去的时候。
But the timing of God works out perfectly. It was right at this moment where God wanted to destroy the Canaanites in this area, and it's also at this time the people of God is to enter this place.
所以神就吩咐说，进去了要把这些迦南人记住，要灭掉。
And therefore here, God has instructed to the people of Israel that they have to destroy all this Canaanite.
不可以留下。
That not a single of them should be left behind. 但是
结果他们进去的时候没有完全灭掉。
However, when they went there, they did not destroy any one of them.
那既然没有灭掉，神就吩咐说，那你们要谨慎，不要笑话他们，不要跟他们，要跟他们断绝，不跟他们在一起。
Since none of them were destroyed, God especially instructed them that they have to be separated from their neighboring people with all their detestable practices.
这是第一项神的交代哈。
And this is the first instruction from God, is to separate themselves.
以色列人呢，没有遵守。
But the Israelites, they did not follow.
那现在我们来看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
神对今日的选民，对今日的选民，是不是有同样的吩咐
？And this is the same commandment that God has for us.
我们看一下《哥林多后书》第六章。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章十四节。
Verse 14.
哦，看十四节到十八节这一段。
Second Corinthians, chapter.
十四节到十八节。
第几章？
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14.
这十四节到十八节，这个就跟我们今天的基督里面的众圣徒啊，的这个很重要的吩咐。
And this is a very important instruction and commandment to the people of God today.
说你们和不信的原不相配。
That you cannot be yoked together with unbelievers.
不要同父一轭。
And you should not yoke with them.
这义跟不义的有什么相交呢
？And for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
光明和黑暗有什么相通呢
？And what fellowship can light and to do with darkness?
这个比例基督和比例有什么相合呢
？And what harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
那信主了和不信主的有什么相干呢
？And what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever？
神的殿跟偶像有什么相同呢
？What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols？
因为我们是永生神的殿。
For we are the temple of the living God。
今天我们这个身体，我们信徒是永生神的殿。
And today we, the members, are the temple of the living God。
就是神曾说我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。
As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them.
这个就是我们就是神的殿。
And we are the temple of God.
所以神住在我们里面。
And therefore God lives in us.
神跟在我们中间来往。
And God is walking among us.
那这样呢？神说我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And I'll be their God, and they will be my people.
这个就是神把我们呢从世界里的分别出来了。
And this is how God has separated us from the world.
说第十七节说啊。
In verse 17.
说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
That today you must come out from them and be separated, touch no unclean things, and I'll receive you.
那我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
I'll be your father to you, and you will be my sons and daughter.
这是全能的主说的。
Says the Lord Almighty.
说今天我们要做神的儿女。
Today, if you want to be the children of God,
我们跟世界是要有分别的。
We must set ourselves apart from the world.
主耶稣说，因为我从世界拣选你们，所以你们就不属于这个世界。
The Lord Jesus said that I've chosen you from this world, therefore you no longer belong to this world.
那要怎么样 跟世界有分别呢？
Then how do we set ourselves apart from this world?
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
John, chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰福音第十七章十七节。
John, chapter 17, verse 17.
十七节这里说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true.
所以你怎么样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into this world, I have sent them into the world.
那我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
For them, I sanctify myself that they too may be truly sanctified.
所以今天我们要跟世界有分别。
Today we must set ourselves apart from the world.
需要靠神的真理。
And to do that, we have to depend on the truth of God.
那你说一个信徒不学习这真理，他怎么能够分别为圣？
And if a member do not study the words of God and the truth of God, how can he separate himself from the world?
所以你看到有一些信徒好像很热心的啊，他们我们是信徒，我们不一样，标榜出来是标新立异，而且跟外人呢、好像被人看成怪人了，你说信耶稣人就奇怪了。
And some members, they claim that they are Christian and they believe in God. However, in everything they do, they are still very much like the worldly people.
那一种有热心而没有真理知识的，就会变成这样，好像当时的文士法利赛人一样。
There are some Christian, who are very zealous for God, but they are lacking of truth. Then they will end up to be very much the same like the Pharisee.
好像把这个我信耶稣的神圣的不食世上这个人间烟火的一样。
It's almost like they are so holy that they are totally apart from all the men of the world.
所以古代那些修道主义的人就是撞错了，为什么会变成修道？这个就撞错，这个道理不清楚。
And in the past, there will be people who 修道。我就忘记怎么办。
修道，
我知道。
就是离开人群啊，去专门去。
What is that? You call that? No, it's not monk. Yeah. Well, there will be the monk that they went away and disciplined themselves, right?
所以古代呢，像有很多修道院啊，很多修道院就是这样出来的。
So there was like there were like monastery, where they will have a lot of monk.
那个是错了，那种是错误的。
That was not right.
主要是说，天父他道成肉身来，天父差他到世上来。现在呢，主耶稣也照样差我们到世上。
This is how the Lord has.Come and today he has sent us.
那我们信徒是入世的生活，但是呢，他是分别为圣的，这样。
Today we are Christians that live in this world, but we must set ourselves apart from this world.
那怎么样才能过这种入世分别为圣的生活？
How do we live in this world, but yet separate ourselves from this world?
看主耶稣怎么在世上过他的生活。
And we must see how the Lord Jesus live on this world.
他说我在为了他们的缘故，就是要做我们的榜样。
And he says that it's for their sake.
我自己啊，分别为圣。
That I myself separate from the world.
那你看主耶稣分别为圣，跟文士法利赛人完全不一样。
When Jesus he sanctify himself and separate from the world, he's very different from the Pharisee and the scribes.
那些文士法利赛人呢，他们就我看那些一般其他的人好像污秽，不跟人家来往呀。
The Pharisee and the scribe, they see everyone as unclean.
瞧不起人的。
They look down on everybody.
但是主耶稣你看。
However, if we look at Jesus,
他到税吏的家里去吃饭。
When he went to the house of tax collector,
很多罪人跟他在一起做朋友。
And there are many sinners, being friend with Jesus.
他也到法利赛人家里去吃饭。
He also went to the house of Pharisee.
他让那个妓女来靠近他。
And he allowed the prostitute to come close to her.
他是分别为圣的人啊。
He is a person who knows how to set himself separate from uncleanliness.
但是他入世的生活，他让所有的人都可以接近他。
But he went into the world and he allowed everyone to come close to him.
但是他让所有接近他的人明白真理。
And he allowed all those people who come close to him to understand the truth.
看见神的形象。
To see the likeness of God.
这个就是今天呢，真理使我们成圣。
And this is how the truth sanctify us.
所以那个一个明白真理的人，他知道怎么样来跟世人呢来相处。
And for a person who knows the truth, this person knows very well how to associate the people of this world.
我要用真理的光来照就他，而不会被他的这个所影响。
I'm going to use the light of the truth to influence him and not to be influenced by him.
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
哎，保罗说：“我像什么样的，我就做什么样的人。”
Just like Jesus, Paul said, "I'll be the kind of person whatever I am."
不是我受他们的影响。
It's not I will not be influenced by them.
是我要得着他们。
But to win them.
这个就是真理使我们成圣。
And this is how the truth will sanctify us.
所以为什么今天我们要学习真理就是这样子。
Why is that today we have to learn the truth? It's because of this.
我们就会知道怎么样在这个世界上来为主发光。
So then we know how to shine for the Lord in this world.
而不会被人看成说哇。这个是什么？好像很怪异的人。
And not to be looked by the others as we are some sort of a strange alien.
那当时这个神叫以色列人进去要分别为圣。
At that time, God instructed the Israelites to sanctify themselves.
是用什么使他们分别为圣呢
？How do they sanctify themselves？
说你看这个百姓有神的律法。
This is because this people, they have the law of God.
遵守神的律法。
They obey the laws of God.
是圣洁的这个民族。
It's a spiritual holy nation.
好，那么其他那些是没有律法的、不懂规矩的民族。
However, the rest of the tribes, they do not know God. They do not have the laws of God.
是用这个为来做分别的。
And therefore, it's a law of God that separate the people of Israel from the rest.
以色列人是按照神的吩咐敬拜独一真神。
It's according to the instruction of God that the people of Israel they worship the one true God.
那一些其他的迦南民族是拜偶像，甚至于说连自己的儿女都献给偶像的这样的信仰。
However, for the rest of the tribes, the Canaanites, they were idol worshippers and they even gave their own children to worship idols.
所以用神的律法来把他们分别出来，让他们成为是圣洁的国民。
Therefore, it is the law of God that separated them and set them apart as a holy nation.
但是以色列人呢，不遵守律法。
However, we know that the people of Israel, they did not obey the law of God.
他们就跟去跟那些迦南人混在一起了。
And they started to associate themselves with the Canaanites.
没有分别为圣。
They did not separate themselves from the people.
就是第一项信仰的堕落。
And this is the first part of the deprivations of their faith.
那现在也是一样的。
And it's like today as well.
我们很多信徒受到这个世界人的影响。
And today we live, we are Christian, we believe in the Lord, but we're still influenced by this world.
思想、观念、说话、行为
，our concept, our deeds, our speech, are very much like the world.
因为心中没有神的道。
Because inside our heart, we do not have the words of God.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二，
Secondly,
看回来，以斯拉记第九章。
Ezra chapter 9.
第九章这里说第一节的下半段说，人效法这些国的民行可憎的事。
That they do works that are detestable in the eyes of God.
不但跟他们在一起，进一步去学习他们的这种坏不好的行为。
And they have not kept themselves separated from the neighboring people, and yet they practice the same things like them.
而且这些事情是可憎的，是神最憎恶，在律法里头告诉他们，禁戒他们不可以做的。
And these practices are detestable in the eyes of God. Practices are forbidden by God in His law.
他们既然效法这些迦南人去做这些神憎恶的事情
，and yet they do like what the Canaanites did.
哦，信仰堕落到这样的程度啊。
And their faith has depraved to this stage.
今天我们要留意这一点。
This is something that we have to be careful today.
我们看罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn the book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
这里是保罗来勉励我们呢，要献上自己的身体来服侍神。
And this is what Paul he had encouraged us that we have to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
好像以色列百姓，他是一个侍奉神的民族。
It's just like the people of Israel, they are a nation that serve God.
那今天我们受洗之后啊。我们在基督里面，我们就是侍奉神的。
And today we are baptized into the Lord. We serve the Lord.
那怎么样来过侍奉神的生活
？Then how do we live a life of serving？
就第二节啊，第一个很重要的就是说，不要效法这个世界。
Here in verse 2 it says, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world."
那今天我们在教会里，我们在基督里侍奉神呢？第一要注意的，不要效法这个世界。
And today is the same for us serving God in church today that we should not do the practice of this world. We should not conform to the pattern of this world.
那这个世界呀，就是这个现在这个世人的这种观念。
To not conform to the pattern of this world is do not conform to the concept and the thinkings of the world.
现在人最流行就是我有什么新的这个观念，一直有这个新潮的这个观念在主导整个世界的动向。
And as we live in the society today, we can be very aware of the fact that there are always new concept and new thought that will lead the people.
那一些世界的潮流啊。都是影响整个世界的动向的。
And this kind of new thought, and new concept, are powerful enough to lead, the thinking of the people.
但是我们呢不受影响。
But we will not be influenced by all this thought.
如果我们去学习的话，那就受影响。
But if you were to go and study and learn those thought and concept, will be influenced.
这里说不要效法，也就是说不要向他看齐。不要向他看齐。
Here it says that do not conform means we do not want to learn from them.
哎，那要怎么办？说只要心意更新而变化。
But what should we do then? We should be transformed by the renewal, renewing of our mind.
这个也就是我们的心要转向，不是向着世界，而是向神。
In other words, here we do not conform to the world, but we have to move towards God.
说今天我们在基督里面侍奉神了，如果用世人的那一套啊，那就糟糕，就跟神为敌了。
And therefore today, if we serve God in church and we use the pattern of this world and the concept of the world, then we are showing enmity with God.
我们所做的不能得到神的喜悦啊，反倒会受到神的愤怒。
Not only what we do will not please God, will cause the wrath of God, anger of God to be.
虽然我们很热心。
Although we may be zealous,
热心的像当时的文士法利赛人一样
we may end up being very zealous like those Pharisees and scribes.
保罗说啊，我可以证明他们是有热心的。
And Paul says that I can prove that they are zealous for sure.
可是没有真理的真知识啊，热心过头就跟神为敌。
But they do not have the foundations of truth.And that's why their overzealousness has become an enemy in the eyes of God. They do not understand the teaching of God. And this is a very dangerous thing. And that's why Paul, he said here very clearly that we should not conform to the pattern of this world.
Our heart should 180 degrees turn towards God.
But we must be transformed 180 degrees towards God and renew our mind in Him.
来查验明白什么是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意，按照这个旨意来侍奉神。
To test and to approve what God's will is and in His good pleasing to Him.
所以今天我们也要谨慎，这个是很重要的。
Therefore, today we must be very careful. This is very important.
不然的话，我们热心要侍奉神，结果呢，弄错了。
And unless we are zealous that we want to serve God and we take on the wrong path and directions,
这样就很可惜了。
And that will be very pitiful.
好，看回来这个以斯拉记第九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezra, chapter 9.
好，第三点。
Ezra, chapter 9, we're going to look at the third point.
看第二节。
Verse
2. 第二节啊，会导致以色列人这样的败坏，信仰的堕落。
This verse 2 tells us the reason why their faith has fallen.
那个主因在哪里？
And what is the main reason?
好，第二节就告诉我们。
In verse 2 it tells us.
说因为啊，他们为自己的儿子娶这一些外邦女子为妻。
It is because their son, they have taken some of their daughters as wife for themselves.
以至于这个圣洁的种类啊，跟那这些国的民呢，就是污秽的这些混杂在一起啊。
And therefore, they have mingled the holy race with the people around them.
好，我们看到挪亚那个时候啊，神的儿子败坏，是不是也是这样子
？And this is one of the cause of the fallen people in the time of Noah.
就是在婚姻上失败。
It is that they have fallen in their marriage.
在婚姻上受到诱惑。
That they have been tempted in marriage.
哎，没有办法抵挡啊这种婚姻上的这种诱惑。
They were not able to resist themselves from the temptations of marriage.
所以就违背了神的教训，去跟那些迦南人呢结亲了。
And they had gone against God and married the Canaanites.
那这个有什么严重性？
And what is this consequences? What is the serious consequences?
圣洁的种类受到污秽了。
That the holy race had been contaminated.
是被混杂在一起的，失去了选民的这个圣洁的种类，就失去了。
And because they have mingled themselves with the unbelievers, therefore they have been contaminated.
如果这样下去啊，我看到第三代就没有以色列人了，就灭亡了。
If they were to continue to be like this, then by their third generations, they will have no more faith with their children.
亡国没有关系哦。
Their kingdom may fall.
还可以复国啊。
Because the kingdom after when it's fall, it will be.Revive again.
如果灭种的话，那就完蛋了。
But if their faith were fallen, then it's the end.
所以他们受到亡国的这种教训呢，现在回来了。
And now that they have learned the reason why their kingdom had fallen, and now that they had returned.
那现在发现说，现在面临的灭种啊的这种危机啊。
And now they realize that.Their extinctions of their holy race is one of the most immediate threat to their lives.
所以你看这个以色列，哇，怕得不得了。
And therefore here we can see that Ezra, he was very fearful.
并且啊，这首领跟官长在这个世上是罪魁。
And also the leaders and official, they are the one that being the most pitiful.
这些首领这些官长啊，把百姓带错路了。
These leaders and officials were the ones that had led people in the wrong way.
成为罪魁。
And they have become the most pitiful one.
所以这个教会的领导者对整个信徒的影响有多大。
So we can see that the effect and the influence the leaders of the church had on people.
一走错路，整个都就这样败坏下去。
If you have taken wrong the wrong directions, then the whole church will be led away.
好，所以这种是很可怕的事情。
And this is a very dangerous thing that can happen.
因此，这个以斯拉听了这个事情，哇，不得了了。
And Ezra, when he heard of this, he was very terrified.
真是像天塌下来一样啊。
And it's like the whole earth and the whole heaven have fallen onto him.
他那种表现啊，真是让我们知道说啊，这个是多么的 这个可怕的事情。
And when the moment he heard of this, he knew that it was a very terrifying thing that can happen to the holy race.
大大地得罪了神。
Because he knew that the whole nation had greatly offended God.
面临的灭种的这种危机。
And they have faced the threat of extinctions of their holy race.
所以他经济忧闷而坐，到底要怎么办啊？这样的事情。
And immediately he was very appalled and he asked God what he should do.
看出以斯拉是多么敬畏神，多么的爱百姓，多么的了解神的旨意。
And we can see that Ezra is a man, how he feared God, how he loved his people, and how he know very well the teaching and the will of God.
所以他才有这样的一个表现。
And that's why he has such reactions.
休息一下。